morning. Good to be here in God's house. Glad to see all of you here today. And it looks like the time change has gotten affected some. I know my whole bus, I woke up everybody in the house. Nobody was awake. Usually the parents were awake, but when I went to run the bus route this morning, they were all in the bed still. So be in prayer for those that are listening this morning, that they rested well. They've only got 23 hours in the day, Brother Victor said. So they've been robbed of an hour. Good to have you here, though. Good to be back. Made a round trip up to North Carolina and back down through South Carolina. Dropped off 8,500 Chinese and John and Romans and 3,000 New Testaments, Hungarian New Testaments. So be in prayer for those scriptures that were printed right here on the church property and bound and published and distributed, that they will get into the proper hands and be used to bring God glory. It's just good to be a part of what God is doing. And so we're thankful to have a part in the ministry of printing scripture. And then the ladies had a wonderful time down at the ladies' retreat. They were able to get refreshed and be used to refresh one another and build friendships. So we're glad they made it back safe as well. The men's retreat in April, we have to turn in by the end of the month. How many is going to come? So if you're interested in coming to the men's retreat, please sign up over here. There is a banner put up that's out now. That's in Tampa. So we'd love to take as many as we can down to Tampa as well. That needs to be done pretty quickly. So if you'd sign up and let us know that you're going, that'd be a blessing. All right, 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter number 1. It's a blessing seeing the instrumental group growing. And appreciate their efforts in practicing. If you play an instrument and would love to be a part of that, just go talk to Brother Jim, Brother Bill, Brother Hector, and I'm sure they can let you know their scheduling, practice scheduling of events, and so they'd love to have you join if you could play an instrument. That'd be a blessing to continue to add to that little group there. Appreciate the play. That was a blessing. 1 John chapter 1, verse 35 this morning, if you would. 1 John chapter 1, verse 35. We're going to read down to verse 42. We're going to look at a portion of Scripture. 1 John chapter 1, verse 35. What did I say? 1 John. Oh, Lord have mercy. John chapter 1. I'm glad you know your Bibles, guys. Thank you. I'm sorry. John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 35. So you're telling me there's not 35 verses over in the first John. You got to mess up every now and then, don't you? I have my daily dose of mess ups, I tell you. John chapter 1. Verse 35, here we go. Again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them following, and said unto them, "What seek ye?" They said unto him, "Rabbi," which is to say, being interpreted, "Master, where dwellest thou?" He saith unto them, "Come and see." And they came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. Verse 40, one of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And he first findeth his own brother, Simon, and saith unto him, "We have found the Messiah," which is, being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is interpretation, a stone. Jesus asked a question here that I think is probably a question that we could ask today. He asked there, "What seek ye?" What seek ye? And that's going to be the premise of our thought this morning is, what seek ye? And I was, you know, a lot of people seek a lot of things. They seek wealth, notoriety, fame. They seek abilities. I was thinking about all the different types of commercials and media outlets that put out how that you could have the most fit body that is out there by exercise. There's nothing wrong with exercise unless exercise becomes your God. It's a needful thing. It keeps keeps you healthy. It keeps the blood flowing, and blood flowing through the body is a good thing. But you know, we seek a lot of things. Some of you seeking now careers, seeking which way your direction in life would lead you, far as college and what college to go to. Some of you're in college, and some of you're just taking the core classes and seeking which direction you might go in a career. And those are important things. But Jesus asked a question, and as we see here, they said, "Rabbi," which is master, "where dwellest thou?" So what I want you to think about this morning is the same question that Jesus asked them. What seek ye? First, you have to know that for him to ask that question, they had to be close to it. We noticed that John the Baptist was there, and he had some disciples, and he began to teach his disciples, and he said that day, "Hey, behold the Lamb of God." They heard him. They left John and began to follow Jesus. We have to be very careful, dear friend, that in the ministry that we are always and constantly pointing people to Christ. There's too many people following men nowadays. Men are going to let you down. Pastors are going to let you down. Men of God are going to fall and falter as the days continue to wax worse and worse. And so our job must be, like John the Baptist, pointing people to Christ. Listen, Christ is not going to fail. He's not going to falter. He's not going to mess up and make mistakes. He's not going to get angry one day, and he's not going to get mad another day. He's not going to have a lapse of priorities. Jesus is, I'm telling you, he is the great example. And we need to point people to Christ. And so I ask you this morning, what seek ye? The answers are in Scripture, what Jesus would have us to seek. We notice how that they met with him. He showed them where he dwelt, and they spent time with him. The Bible says in verse 39, he said to them, "Come and see." And they came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. So I'd say to you, the first thing that Jesus would have us to learn and what we should be seeing, listen, it takes diligence. You remember the story in the Gospels where there was a lady who lost a coin. And it was very important to her. She turned the house upside down and she sought after that coin. Let me tell you something. Time with the Lord Jesus Christ is something that we need to be seeking. Time with him is very, very important. And we need to be careful that we are seeking time with him and wanting to spend time with him. But the Bible says in Matthew chapter number 6, if you would, Matthew chapter number 6 and verse 33. This portion of Scripture is very, very familiar to many people that follow Christ and are disciples and students of the Bible. The Bible says there, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Look over in Galatians chapter number 1. We'll look at 4 verses here that deal with seeking the kingdom of God. And then we'll talk a little bit about it. But I think the Word of God will give us the greatest insight of what Jesus would have us first to be seeking. Galatians chapter number 1, verse number 10. Galatians chapter 1 verse 10, the Bible says, "For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ." Look at Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter number 2. Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 21. Philippians 2 and verse 21. I don't hear those pages turning. Did I lose somebody? Hey, don't take my word on what the Bible says. That's why you have a Bible, so you can follow along and see what the Word of God says, that you may see it for your own eyes. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 21, "For all seek their own, not the things which are Christ." One more verse, Colossians, next book over, Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 1. Colossians 3 and verse number 1. Colossians 3, 1, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." What seek ye? Now the Bible tells us very plainly we are to seek the kingdom of God. If you notice in the day and age that we live in, there is a lot of man kingdoms being built. I mean, you think about the whole premises of the man cave. Everybody's got to have their man cave. Well, my man cave got ripped out from under me and put out in the shed one day, and that's where it stayed. It's out there. It's no longer. I want MySpace. Everybody's got a MySpace. Years ago, MySpace was there. Now it's Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and everybody wants to have their little place. And we need to be very careful that we are seeking first the kingdom of God. And the Bible says all these things will be added unto you. Hey, it's very important that we understand something, that we need to be building God's kingdom and not ours. You know what happens when we build our kingdom? We get our things all gathered up in our corner. And say, for instance, I thank God for the musical group that just happened here. We got a clarinet, and we got a xylophone. Is that how you say that? And we got what's this thing you play, Brother Jim? Flute? Or is this a clarinet? What's that thing over there? That's the flute. Then we have the guitar, and we have the trombone thing? The baritone. All of them, they've worked together, they play together. Listen, nobody took off running and played a different tune. They all played "It Is Well With Thy Soul," and it made perfect sense, because they were playing all the same sheet of music, and everybody was playing their part, and they were playing that they might glorify the Lord. And nobody was trying to build their kingdom, or build their status, or be lifted up, or have preeminence. Hey, Christ has to have preeminence in our life. But you know what can happen many times? It has happened time in and time out. Somebody feels like that they should have the right to impose their will, their abilities, their lifestyle upon the rest of them, and it causes what? Strife, contention. So I just can't get along with him no more. Listen, nothing I do is never right. Nothing I do is ever on key, or he's always, or she's always doing it better than I. Listen, that happens. But when that happens, we need to lift up the other one. Because it's not about the baritone or the guitar. It's not about the flute or the xylophone or the clarinet. It's all about the piece. The one piece. And playing to Christ. And praying to glorify Christ. Somebody gets mad and then that one quits. And you know what happens? The other one quits. And it falls apart because what started out seeking to glorify God could end up trying to gain glory for themselves. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. It happens in churches quite often. There will be groups that form little cliques, and build up their agendas and things. And I thank God that it has not happened here, and I pray that it will not happen, but it's very possible that it could down the road. And we have to be mature enough in Christ that we realize, hey, my little clique, we're not pointing people to Christ anymore. It's all about getting ours in our group. It's about getting ours in our circle, and not about, like John, hey, behold the Lamb of God. There's nothing wrong with having friends, but your friendships should be seeking the kingdom of God. So I ask you this morning, what's seeking in your relationships, in your friendships? What's seeking? What is the purpose of your family? What is the purpose of your Sunday school class? What is the purpose of the group? What is the purpose of choir? I certainly hope, and it has to stay this way, it must stay this way, it must be that we're seeking the kingdom of God. Amen. Secondly, I would say this. Not only would the Lord say to us this morning, if we were to ask, if He was to ask us what seeking, He would say, first, I want you to seek the kingdom of God. Secondly, if you go to Luke chapter number 19, Luke chapter 19, and verse number 10, I think the Lord would say this. Well, Lord, I'm going to seek the kingdom of God, but you know, I've got some other things that I'm really interested in. I really want to do this. I want to do that. I want to have this opportunity in life. And I think He would look at it and say, first seek the kingdom of God and all these things be added to you. But here's something else you need to be seeking. Verse 10 of Luke chapter 19. For the Son of Man come to seek and to save that which was lost. I think the Lord Jesus Christ would try to emphasize to us the importance it is and how important it is that we remain faithful to the gospel message. I'm going to tell you something, dear friend. The God of this world has hid and blinded the eyes of those who believe not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He does it in various ways. And sometimes He does it through things that are really good and really needful. And they should be part of it, but not the forefront. Well, give us an example, Pastor. Well, how about feeding the poor? Feeding the poor is important. People that are going without. Jesus fed the poor, did He not? You know, He sat down to 5,000 men and plus women and children. He broke the bread and He fed them. You know what He said after that? Jesus said to that same group of people, the only reason you're following me now is because of the bread. The only reason you're now here is because I fed you before. They missed the point. There's a lot of churches that are missing the point. The point must be, whether it is our bus ministries, whether it is our mission program, whether it's our printing ministry, our Sunday school programs, whatever it must be, the very focus and point of our service should be to seek and to save that which is lost. Jesus said here, "What seek ye?" And He said, "I seek that which is lost." What are you after in your relationship? Hey, let me tell you something, dear friend. We are going to miss great opportunities with those that work with us or close to us or that we spend time with if we're not careful to seek first their salvation. It's important. It is very important that you be involved. Well, preacher, how can I? Well, we've already been involved as a church. Like this week, we took those scriptures on Thursday and we took them up there and we put them into the hands of people that's going to use them. How was I involved in that? I didn't come to the printing ministry. Hey, did you give extra in your offerings to help with the gospel, with missions? Did you give extra in your giving? Did you take some tracts and you passed them out this week or last week or the week before? We should be doing that constantly. When we do these little things, listen, greater is He that's in us than he that's in this world. And the Holy Spirit of God can do a great work through us if we're only faithful to seek that which is lost. So we have the printing ministry. We have missionaries that we support, and you said, Lord, I would like to do more. Why don't you pray? Say, Lord, could I give an offering each week or every other week towards our missions program? And see what he says. I guarantee you, he's not going to turn you away. He wants you involved. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Luke 19, he says, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And you know what he said to us? I send you forth, go into all the world. I'm telling you, dear friend, this morning, if the Lord will stand here, and he's in the midst of us, he's here, he's not out. Listen, in our church, he's not out the door knocking to get in. There was a time in the book of Revelation, there was a church that Jesus knocked on the door asking to come in. Hey, I see our church growing spiritually. I see our church reacting to the preaching of the Word of God. And listen, the Word of God needs to prompt changes in our life. It needs to engage us where we are. I don't know about you, dear friend, but I need the Word of God to me like I am. And I stand in need of the gospel. I stand in need of the bread of life. I stand in need of change in my life. The only way I can be cleansed is by the very Word of God. So we're involved. Jesus is here. And Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. He told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. What seek ye? Dear friend, I'm telling you, we need to be seeking those that are lost. Thirdly, if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10... 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I know some of your minds are thinking, this isn't the time for preaching. We should be singing right now. For now half a year, we've been singing at this very point. Some of you are sleeping. I know it's the time change. It has to be the time change. And listen, you will get engaged in the time. I would encourage anybody, if you would, over the next 6 months till they change this time again, do a survey or something. Keep a catalog or a journal. Does it really help you to have the time change? I don't think it does. I don't know what they're trying to do or what they thought they were going to do when they did this here, an hour forward, an hour back, but I don't think it helps, to be honest with you. I really don't. So I'd encourage you, find me some data that says, yes, it does help. My electric bill went down. I got more work done in the day. How many of you are going to do an hour extra work in the morning now? Can't, because it's darker. So you're going to try to sleep in. How many of you are going to come home in the evening whenever it's light till 8 o'clock at night, 8:30, decide to get out there and weed eat and mow? I don't know. I don't think it helps us. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, I really think it's a trick of the devil. People miss church this morning because of this. 1 Corinthians 10:24, the Bible says here, let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Different, I believe, not only would the Lord say to us, seek the kingdom of God, seek out the lost, but I think he would tell us that it is good to seek out the benefit of others. I believe the Lord would tell us very adamantly that it is important for us to be concerned with other people. It's very important for us to not get so blinded by the forest that we cannot see the trees. Hey, there's people around you that are hurting. There is single moms that could use help with an oil change. There's widows that could use help with a yard cleaning. There's husband and wives that could use help with somebody just to babysit their kids for an evening and give them opportunity to just go down to the boardwalk and walk around and spend time together. And there are some elderly here that would have odd things around their house, like just sitting down and having a cup of coffee with them. Just enjoying the time with them. But we're so busy. I mean, we're so busy chasing after our own goals that we pass by people who constantly have needs and have hurts and have troubles, have things going in their life that we could be a good help to. Look at these. Preacher, I just don't get that verse. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. If you relieve some of the pressure off of somebody in their life, you've added it. See, we're always thinking money. You've added a wealth of blessing to them. Pastor, I just don't know what I can do for somebody else. Well, think about this. What would you like somebody to do for you? Think about right now. Listen. Your husband and your wife, you have some kids. She works, you work. Kids go to school. They go to basketball. They go to football. They go to 4-H. They go. I mean, kids go so much nowadays. It's no wonder we don't go crazy getting them where they want to go. But you think about this. Man, boy, my wife and I just had a few moments. Preacher, I don't have no money to go take her out to eat. I didn't say take her out to eat. I said go down to the walk and walk somewhere. You don't have to. That's the problem. We have been lied to that we got to have money to do anything. I tell you, sometimes your time is more valuable than anything you could buy. So think about it. I would love to spend time with my wife just to take her and walk without kids. And think about these wives with little kids, homes with little kids, big kids. Man alive, they're another story. Hey, listen, youth turkey hunt's coming up on the 14th. Youth turkey hunts. Take them and take them out there and sit down in the woods, get some chickens up your back, scratch on you a little bitty turkey call, and let them just sit there in the woods thinking they're doing something. They may not take a turkey, but listen, go by and visit with a young man, a young woman. Take them out and just spend some time with them. So that mom and dad can have some time together. Think about one of our widows. What if you were a widow right now? It's a fair likely possibility that some of our couples right now that are married, that by the end of this year, could be a widow or widow. What would you need or desire if you were a widow or a widow? Think about this. There's some church members here in our church who their husband or wife never comes to church. They're always by themselves. What about a note of encouragement? I am so thankful for your faithfulness to the house of God. You don't have to bring up the fact that their other half does not come with them. But just that you're excited that they are here. Think about it. Think about it. When before mom, has it ever been difficult for a husband and a wife to get here together? How much more difficult it is when one don't even want to be here. And they still come faithful. Seek others. Church, if we're going to do something for this world, we're going to have to be involved in the lives of other people. And it starts right here in the midst of our body. Right here in our church, there is people who just needs us to stop a moment and think about them. Seek the kingdom of God. Seek laws. Seek others. 1 Corinthians 14:12. 1 Corinthians 14:12. There was about 72 different seeky things in the Bible. I'm glad y'all, I'm thankful that I was able to narrow it down to 5. I wanted to talk about them all. Because they're all important. There's nothing in the Word of God that's not important. But when Jesus asked this very question to those disciples, what seek ye? I think it was a valid question. A valid question. 1 Corinthians 14:12. The Bible says this. Even so ye, For as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. When's the last time you sought to make your church body better? This year alone, I have been amazed at what God has been doing. There's been a man come out and change the oil on both vehicles, both buses, and filters, and got everything under there. There's been somebody else come out and they weed-eated and edged a couple of times. Somebody come by and edged the bushes out here, shaped them up really nice. Somebody's come out and they've taken the fire ant stuff and they walked all over the yard out here spreading fire ant stuff. You know, in Florida we have all kind of fire ants. Somebody's changed the handicap signs out front. What have they been doing? Seeking to make the church. What have you done to seek to edify and to excel your church? See, when you're a member, it becomes your church. Somebody said this at the men's retreat. I forget, what was that pastor's name? I have a heart, that brother's name, Brother Rasmussen? Rasmussen? I don't know, maybe he's Irish or something, I don't know. But he said this, see a need, take the lead. See a need, take the lead. I don't know who's done all those things. And whatever they've done, they didn't want me to call their name. It's not about being noticed anyway. I didn't call nobody's name. I'm just telling you what took place. And there's countless of other things. People coming back into the church, people stay after and they clean the men's and ladies' bathrooms and take the nursery bags out. Just a countless of things. Some to come by and maybe clean a room. What are you doing to make your church? Preacher, is it really important that the church property looks good? I think Disney thinks so. I believe SeaWorld thinks so. If these places of establishment think so, then surely God's house ought to be cared for. God's church, His church. Hebrews last one, 11:6. Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6, the Bible says here, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. First we started with, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And we ended with, seek Him. What's got to be the priority of our church? Seeking God. God has to be it. We need to get to the point where we quit asking ourselves this. I wonder what the deacons would think if I did that. I wonder what the pastor would think if I did this. I wonder what my mom or dad would think if I was to do that. Why don't we first, God, what do you think about it? God, let me seek your kingdom. God, let me, when everything else is said and done, the last thing I do is check with you again and say, Lord, did I do right by you? And if He says no, you know what you do? I'm sorry, Lord. Help me prioritize my life that I might seek your kingdom. And everything else in order, and at the very end, seek that I might please you. Let's stand to our feet. What seek you.
What page is it? 81.
81. Well, amen. It's good to have been here in the house of God. I need to mention something that we could pray about. Brother Stephen used to live down here on Boggy Creek Road, and Brother Lonnie and Miss Debbie would go by and pick him up and bring him to church. Well, he's moved downtown Kissimmee, and called me and asked if there was anybody that lived that way that could swing by and bring him to church. That's Brother Stephen. If you think you could help and would like to help in that, pray about it. I've got his phone number. I'll give it to you, and you can call him and set up the arrangements. It's downtown Kissimmee now. And I appreciate Brother Lonnie and picking him up, but now he's moved, and he needs somebody else to help him. Father, we love you, and we thank you for allowing us to be in your house. Bless, Lord, our day. Help us to rest well this afternoon. Bring us back, Lord, this evening to your house, that we may worship you and praise your wonderful and sweet name. Give us opportunity, Lord, to seek the lost. Help us to be faithful. God, help us to be pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen.